On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU soccer team returns home for the rest of the year. Maria McLeod with us. Congratulations on last weekend.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was a really good weekend. Good to come out with, you know, an overtime, double overtime victory. That was well deserved by us.
Kirsten Erickson has played so darn well for you guys. From your standpoint, what's made the difference for her this year?
You know, she is just such a hard worker. You know, I always see her after practice. She stays like half hour after shooting balls and getting like just dribbling, doing long distance shots. And that's how some of her goals have been. And she's just put so much work effort in. And I'm really proud of her. She's really stepped it up. And literally at one point we were just like, Kirsten, let's finish it for us.
when you've got a player that's feeling it like she is, does the rest of the team rally behind her and maybe jump on her back and say, all right, you carry us?
Definitely, yeah. You know, she's a senior. She's really taken on, like, a leadership role and, you know, helping us on the field. And a lot of people want to follow her work rate and get with her, so help her out, too, a little bit. So it's been a really good, like, effect on the team.
Coach Stone said that you were maybe the best player on the field, though, for BSU last weekend. Why were you feeling so good? Why'd you play so well?
Honestly, I just wanted to go out there. We had worked so hard on Saturday. Our team, you know, played so hard, and they ended up getting a tie goal, 58 seconds left, and our team just wanted it so bad in double overtime, and then we were late on the road and dinner in the hotel, and we kind of had a team meeting that night, and everyone was like, you know, let's do this tomorrow, let's win, and it just, I don't know, really pushed me, and I wanted our team to get that win, so I mean, it was fun. It was great, you know, team possession. You know, our midfield played really hard, and I think that helped out me a little bit.
Like I said, you guys are home now the rest of the regular season. How difficult has this year been, being on the road for such a long period of time?
I mean, it's been pretty difficult, but we've kind of coped with it a lot. You know, we have our routine. You know, we get up at 9, get breakfast, you know, go back, kind of like mentally prepare for the game and stuff. But it's going to be so nice being home because it's where we're comfortable, you know, home field advantage. You know, we have a lot of team support, and it's just been a kind of crazy year, I guess. But, I mean, we made it work on the road. So
the start that you guys had, was being on the road a good thing or a bad thing?
You know, at first we were a little shaky. I think, you know, maybe we had so many injuries and so many newcomers thrown into games and having to play and learn the formation. And so the beginning was we were all kind of trying to learn how people played. But as it went on, we all got used to each other and how each other played. And I know games would be different if we replayed them now as opposed to in the beginning of the season.
What has changed as far as you, as far as your preparation, as far as your execution on the field from when you guys reported to school back in August and now?
You know, I think it's just kind of a lot of mentality and mental. You know, your bodies are tired and you want to just keep pushing through, and a lot of that comes from the mental aspect, you know, of games, and that I feel like has strongly increased since August and since preseason, especially for the majority of our team.
What are the goals yet for the team for the rest of the regular season?
Obviously, we want to do really well at home and, you know, get a high seed in playoffs and try to, you know, win the NSIC tournament.
Has the bar been raised to the point where you almost expect now to make the playoffs every year with this team?
Well, obviously, yeah, we do, and we really want to do it for our seniors and have our seniors, you know, lead us through, and I think it would just be awesome. It's something our team has worked so hard for, and, you know, we're going to go out there and try to prove we get it.
Why'd you choose BSU?
Mainly Coach Stone. He's a great guy, you know, I love his values and cares for every single one of his team members, and we're seriously a family. Like, it's got a whole sisterhood going with kind of a dad figure. He's a great guy. So
good luck.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU soccer team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.